I really liked when we stood on that cliff, I think when we saw X Beach, maybe. I'm not sure what beach it was, but just, I think the idea of something that looks so beautiful completely like juxtaposes for something that so sad and something so kind of brutal happened there. We've been informed that something this dramatic, something this like powerful in a way, has happened here, when if you name it to anyone, oh, World War One, they'll instantly say trenches in France and Belgium and things like that. I think it's kind of enlightened me to a new way of looking at World War One than I originally did. I liked when we laid the reef and we laid our crosses down in, because especially because the fact that it links back at home, you know, it links with people that are kind of, they're close to us, but they're especially close to other people in our country.
Because you know their address.
Yeah, you learn their address, their roads, their name. And then obviously we met our pen pals last night, and I swear Ali nearly cried by the present I gave him. You know, I read on his thing, he said that he likes cooking.
Yeah.
And he wants to be a chef, so I got him a Great British Bake Off Christmas recipe book. And he was like, oh my god, I could kiss you. I'm like, oh yeah. I personally wouldn't change a thing. I thought everything was just laid into place and made it. Even the fact, you know, when we went to go see the trenches in the forest, you know, it was cut short by the dogs, obviously, the bird of seeing the dog, but that was just brilliant. You know, it was a very quick look at the trenches, and we got a quick talking to by Keith.
Keith chased
but,
off by a dog.
Yeah, but that in itself was just a brilliant experience. It was brilliant. You know, that sort of thing might never happen again, sort of thing, you know.
It's those moments, isn't it?
Yeah, I personally wouldn't change anything. I think another thing I like is the fact they, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but we sat with him at dinner and then he gave us the books.
Honor, yeah.
Yeah, him. That was, you know, I'm going to. It's just, you know, you could see that he meant it. You can see that what it meant to him. Yeah. And then him giving us the diary, you know, and he,
yeah,
you know, you just read, you know, it's a Turkish point of view, which I'm glad Keith has enlightened us to, like, what Mr. Potter said, you know, how we were quite arrogant, how the British, actually, you know, we go in all guns blazing thinking we can do it. And actually the Turkish put up an amazing fight. Mm. Yeah. So...